When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is your Commander-in-Chief. I'm issuing a warning. The following podcast contains adult content and intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I'm here with Marina Shafir.
Hi.
And Jessica Penny.
Hello.
We got a great show today. We have Juliana Pena is coming on the show. She's going to call in. This should be very interesting. They were on opposing teams, Marina and Juliana Pena on The Ultimate Fighter.
So making it a huge deal.
I think this is going to be like the, you know, when Nas and Jay-Z.
Oh my God. You know, they had I was an assistant coach on that fucking thing. I'm like. Not even
this is
anywhere near important wise.
This is one of the big, like the Tupac Biggie feud. This is up there with I'm telling you, this is gonna be epic, guys. Oh, epic.
Oh my God.
Before we talk to Juliana, go to DraftKings.com. Make sure you go to DraftKings.com.
Fantasy fighting at its best.
Yes. And make sure you use the code MMAR. They are sponsoring us. Thank you, DraftKings.com. MMAR. Tell me you did it. Play the game.
And let us know who you picked.
Let's talk to Juliana right now. So we are on the phone right now with the Ultimate Fighter winner, Juliana Pena. She's making her big comeback. She's a badass fighter. She got injured. She tore her like ACL, MCL, I don't know, all kinds of stuff. But now she's back. She's making her comeback. How are you? What's going on?
I'm good. Not much. I just got out of the doctor's. Today's a good day. Got cleared to fight. So I'm just waiting to hear back for when they want me.
Who are you calling out?
Oh, wait. By the way, you're here, by the way, with Marina Shafir and Jessica Penny.
What up?
What's up?
Hello. What's going on, ladies?
No.
Who do I want to fight? Who am I calling out? I don't know. That's not my style. You know what I mean? I'll fight whoever they tell me to.
But who do you, I mean, is there anyone in particular? I mean, I would say that you got to be still like top five, right?
No. I'm top 11. I was 10, and then I got bumped down to 11. Excuse me. Yeah, I was 10. Now I got bumped to 11th, and so now I'm just trying to make my way back up to the top. So we'll see.
Was that because
I don't care whoever they put in front of me is who I'll fight. So anytime, any place, anywhere. You know, that kind of confidence is the kind of confidence that I have right now.
Did you get bumped down because of your inactivity?
Yes, because I've been out. And February 6th will be exactly 1 year since I had surgery and everything like that. So it's almost my
recovery, though, isn't
year
it?
Anniversary, and I'm coming back a little after a year. So I think that's pretty good.
That's great. Well,
considering the leg damage.
Nice. Now, I remember. I mean, we've had you on the show like 3 or 4 times. I always love having you on the show. You're a friend of mine. You're a good friend of mine.
Thank you.
You're also very funny. Remember last time you said that you were single. And that you were upset, kind of. You were just like done with men, because they were too much drama. Is that still how it is?
No. What Adam really wants to know is if you're into women now, because he just wants to know that he still has a shot. Yes. He's just trying to clear it up.
Yes.
You still have a shot, Adam. I'm not into women yet.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, but you'll probably change her mind.
Oh, wow.
Maybe when I'm like 40, maybe then I'll be sick and tired of men's shit.
She won't be the first.
I'm still hopeful.
Okay, so you're still hopeful. Now, how's training, by the way, over at American Bong Team with you and Kiesa and all those? I love those guys, and like Cody and the rest of those guys.
Cody doesn't train with us, first off. Second off, training with Sam and Mike and Liz is good.
Nice.
I just recently came back from training with Dwayne Ludwig for a week, and that was awesome. And then I got some training in here in L.A. last night, and so I leave back home today, and I can't wait to get back and train with my team.
Nice.
I think it's a nice, authentic type of deal, you know, born and raised in one gym all my life and still sticking with the same routine. So, you know, unless some drastic things happen, I think I'll probably be there in my hometown where I'm comfortable with all my friends and family. And I think that's most important. You know, you got to stick to your roots and you got to stick to your base. And that's my base. That's my home. And, you know, I'm supporting Team Sick Jitsu all the way for the rest of my life. So
I love your team. You guys are great. Honestly, Kiesa's got a big fight coming up against Mitch Clark. Who cares about that?
Sam's fighting on the Gustafson Johnson card this week on Saturday. He's the first fight of the main card on Fox. It's free, national television.
That's true. Sam is fighting that. Right.
Yeah, Sam's fighting Akira. I think that's Frankie Edgar's little training partner.
Yeah. Who do you like in that fight?
Sam.
By knockout. Now, who do you like in the Sarah McMahon-Misha Tate fight?
Tate.
How?
I don't know. I think Misha's a great fighter, and I think that she's very skilled. And so it's going to be a great fight, though. They're both wrestlers. And so I guess it's going to come down to who wants it more, the way I see it.
Ladies?
What?
Who do you think about that fight?
I just hope Misha's wrestling is up to par to Sarah's. That's all. That's to make it a good fight if you know, both their wrestling is equal. You know, you'll see what they have upstairs with their boxing and their striking.
So if you had to pick a winner in that fight, who would you pick?
It's a tough fight. I feel like Sarah McMahon didn't really get to, you know,
showcase anything.
Yeah, at all.
Right.
So
nothing.
If it goes the distance, it might be Sarah because she's bigger and stronger. I mean, I really don't know. Misha can out-grapple her, but
I was actually impressed with Misha's hands the last fight, so it'll be interesting to see, because I don't know if Sarah's hands are as developed, but her wrestling definitely, I think, is...
Yeah, Sarah did not look good in the Lauren Murphy fight. She just tried to wrestle the whole time.
Yeah, she just laid on her.
And then the Ronda fight, she got killed, but the Sarah McMahon before the Ronda fight was looking like a world beater. I mean, she would look like just jacked. She was throwing combos. It was a different Sarah McMahon. So I don't know. This is a tough fight. Misha looked great against Rin Nakai, but Rin Nakai was like 4 feet shorter than her and had no stand up. It seemed like. So, you know, it's easy, I guess, to look good in that. This is gonna be.
I wonder if she's put out any more videos.
Yeah, her videos were pretty good though. her videos. It should be a good fight. It should be a good fight.
I'm excited. Are you gonna be there? Is anybody gonna be there? I think I'm gonna be there.
I'll be there the night before for the MMA awards. Then I gotta do a college. I gotta perform at the University of Wisconsin.
I won't be there.
But the night before, I'll be there. Now, Juliana, I heard one time that you were fighting and you were so worried about, like, one of your first fights about your shirt coming off, that instead of punching, you held your shirt down. Or what was that about?
Yeah. I don't like to show my skin in fights, like my abdomen and stuff like that. I'm like weird. And so I fight with like a leotard on so that stuff doesn't happen. But that was my first couple of fights, my first couple of amateur fights. And my shirt rose up like so you could like see a little bit of my belly when I was punching. And so like I just pulled my shirt down during the fight and like corrected like the way my clothes looked while I was fighting. And so... Yeah, I guess that's what you're talking about.
You got a great looking belly.
It was really quick. It was just like, close adjustment. Okay, we're fighting again, you know?
You're so funny. You got a great looking, I mean, you have a great body. I don't know why you'd be embarrassed about it.
Out your UFC pic. I mean, I would show my stomach if I had your stomach all the time.
Yeah.
You look pretty good.
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh.
I see abs.
You're such a, like, everyone's always like, oh, are you going to go down to 115 and change weight class? I'm like, which one of my butt cheeks are you guys talking about? Like, there's no way I could make 115, you know what I mean? But you guys are, like, all small, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, if I would look like you guys, I'd be freaking running around naked every day. I wouldn't even wear clothes.
And which they actually did
they
have
actually
us run
do.
Around
they actually
naked
all do.
The whole tough season.
Everybody's like, oh, here's your wardrobe. Bikinis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I loved it.
I thought it was great too. I think you're crazy, Juliana. I don't know why you think you have a bad body. Your body is great. Great body. Great.
I'm just a soft 35er, I think. I don't know.
soft 35.
There's nothing wrong with that as long as you can go in there and fucking handle business.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Now, you and Marina were on the show together, right? You guys were on the Ultimate Fighter together?
Yeah, she was a coach on the opposing team.
Oh, okay. But... Yeah. Now, was that hard because you were like such, you're a very nice person and Marina's a nice person, but do you feel like you have to kind of be like,
yeah, it was weird because it was fucking this fucking precedent right before, even before the trials, everybody was being all fucking weird and shady and like, and I didn't know who the fuck anybody was. I was just in there, you know, they gave us a handful of fighters to corner and I didn't even know what the fuck was happening. Like, then everything happened so fast in that show. I think a lot of stuff got confusing.
Well, I think what happened was that I was expecting Kat Zingano to be the coach. So the second that I saw Misha there and they're like, meet your coaches, and Misha's sitting there, I figured that they were just like saying, hey, Misha's just going to be here to, like, wish you guys a good season. Like, that's what it looked like. Because I was like, where's Kat? I was like, oh, Kat still has to come out. Or Misha's just here to wish us a good season. But then the second they said that Misha's the other coach, my jaw dropped to the floor, and I'm like, what? And so I think that kind of got the season off to a rough start. And I think it was kind of a guilty by association thing as far as the way that I was treated in the house and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm not too worried about it, so it's all good.
I mean, you won the show. That's exactly. That's the most important thing, honestly. I mean, the rest, no one's really gonna remember, you know. Oh, what's your name? Didn't take out the trash, and all the girls were angry in that episode or whatever. They're gonna remember who was the first female winner.
Yeah, but it sucks because I was taking out the trash, and they were all still mean. And I'm like, Jesus, what do I have to do? I'm cooking you guys into a lot of doing all your dishes. I haven't peeped a word since you guys made fun of my British accent, and I'm still getting treated like shit. So I was like, I'm just gonna walk.
Were you making fun of her British accent?
No, I didn't even know she had one.
Oh.
No, it was like the first couple of days, I was just so enthralled with a couple of the guys with English accents, and so I was trying to talk in an English accent.
Oh, Davey and
Wooten. Michael Wooten. And so after like the first night, they all clanned together and like, please don't ever speak in a British accent ever again. So I'm so sorry.
Right. Well, I could see why that would be annoying, but who cares? I don't know. You guys are all funny. Yeah. I was being on Last Comic Standing and living in a house with comedians. I think I could relate to what you guys went to, and it is a very strange environment, you know, and it is very like just not how the real world works, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, so what's the goal here? I mean, as far as like, do you think you're like one or two fights away from a title shot or what?
You know, I'm not even looking at it in terms of that. You know, I'm looking at it in terms of, I just am coming back right now from a terrible knee injury. And so I think that it's a miracle to be coming back in such a short amount of time as I am, and to be fighting at the highest level of competition that I am. So I'm just more so worried about, you know, my next fight. And I'm kind of blind as to who I'm fighting. But when that time comes and when the name is announced, you know, that will be my goal and that will be my focus. And worrying about a title shot and all that stuff is not on my.
Yeah, I know. But you are so competitive. You are probably the most competitive person I've ever met in my life. We went out to karaoke one night. It was porn star karaoke, right? Which is like funny. It's all porn stars. It's in Sardo. Oh, I love it. It's every Tuesday night. Tonight, want to go? All right. So
on a Tuesday.
It's every Tuesday night. So it's me, her friend Sarah, and Juliana, right? And they were singing "The Boy Is Mine" by Brandy. And it was Brandy and Aaliyah. And Juliana had to be the girl that gets the boy.
Brandy
in the song.
And Monica.
Brandy and Monica, right? So she had to be Brandy who gets the boy. Like she couldn't sing the song with being the other part, because in that part of the song, she had to be the girl in the song to get the boy. That's how competitive you are.
No, it's just because I grew up practicing and singing that song in duet with my best friend. So I was like, no, this is my part. This is my role. I know my role. Stay in your lane.
That is bullshit, like, because you told me, because I said to you, I can't believe you have to get the boy. You're like, Adam, I'll cut a bitch. Like you.
No, it's true. I'm Brandy.
See, I mean, so there's no way you're not thinking right now of coming back and getting that title. I know you. I know you.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, everything will fall into place the way that it should. You know what I mean?
Right.
I want everything to come to me and not me have to go and be all this person where I'm like, I'm calling out everyone and acting like my shit don't stink and being all ridiculously cocky to get a title shot. I want to earn it. You know what
yeah.
I mean? I want to make my way up the ranks and show everybody that I am the force to be reckoned with that I've been saying this whole time, and that I am going to give any bitch hell that crosses me in that cage. That's all there is. So I don't care about the politics of it all. I just want to fight, and that's it.
Now, who do you like, Ronda versus Kat?
I mean, who cares about those girls? I don't care. I only care about myself.
But you can still say who you think's gonna win.
I mean, eventually you're gonna have to care because one of those girls you're obviously gonna have to face from across that cage. So I'm just saying.
Who do I like? I think Rhonda is the favorite, and I think she's probably gonna pull out the win.
Nice.
And so my choice is on Rhonda.
Right.
That's a great answer.
I completely respect her. I think she's amazing. So I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
That's good. Now, what do you think about Jessica? About what's your name? The boxer.
Jessica Rakuzi.
No, not Jessica Rakuzi. The boxer from Trains of Greg Jackson's.
Holly Holm.
Holly Holm. What about Holly Holm?
What about her?
I mean, do you think she's going to make a big impact in the division?
I don't know. When is she going to fight?
Yeah, didn't she get injured?
She's supposed to fight Raquel.
Yeah, I heard she was injured.
She's fighting Raquel Pennington, right?
Oh, and Ashley stepped in.
Is that fight back on again?
I think
is it back on? No, because Raquel smashed Ashley Evan Smith.
Yeah.
And then
she didn't smash her. Ashley was winning that fight, and then she got caught with a bulldog choke.
She almost won, which is she lost. I love Ashley Evan Smith, but that's the result of the fight.
But she didn't smash her. I mean, I think smashing someone is like
that bulldog choke was pretty nasty.
It was a good bulldog choke, but she was losing the round up until that last 15 seconds. So to me, smashing someone is like Cain Velasquez versus Brock Lesnar. It's just going out and up.
Okay, well, you see smashing as like the striking wise. I'm talking about like grappling wise. That was a fucking strong ass submission.
Of course.
You wouldn't be able to like, yeah. Like
out
that
cold.
Was no a beautiful submission.
Of course.
Anyways, the Holly Holm thing, I think that would be a really good warm up fight for her.
For Juliana Pena?
Just for the UFC. But, you know.
What do you think?
I it's not my decision. So whoever they want, like, let's do this. Fix your tits, bitch. Let's do this.
Fix your tits, bitch. Let's do this. I love that. Fix your tits, bitch. Let's do that. That's hilarious.
I've never heard that before.
That's
I
the
like
greatest
it.
Fucking saying of all time. That might be the name of this podcast. Fix your tits, bitch. Let's do this.
Can we have like a tit fixing gif with this podcast?
I love it. Have you ever fixed your tits and then fought? I mean, do you have to fix your tits first?
No, I make sure that shit is. I wear two sports bras. I don't just wear one. I wear like a fucking like a duct tape Lululemon underneath whatever bullshit I have to wear.
I've worn two condoms with certain girls because I.
One on your balls too.
Yeah, one on my balls too. Yeah, you never know.
Over his head.
Over my head. Over her head. So. So, Juliana, are you dating? And now you're a very attractive girl. Are you dating anybody or no?
No, I'm not single, ready to mingle.
Now, during the fight with that you were at in Japan with Sexy Yama, he started hitting. Mm-hmm. He started hitting on you from his fight.
Well, that's what they said. I don't really know if he did or not. All I know is that like the whole week in the hotel, I was like seeing him walk by, and I'm like, hey, Sexy Yama, because he is sexy, and then like he was fighting, and I was sitting cage side right there next to Mike Goldberg and Brian Stan, and he picked up Samir Adala and like slammed him right in front of me. I could literally put my hand out and touch them through the cage, and he's looking right at me. He's like ground and pounding on this guy, and he's talking to me in Japanese, and Brian's like, Sexy Yama just asked out Juliana while he was fighting. He just asked for her number, blah, blah, blah. That's what like Ryan said, but I think maybe actually he was just like asking how much time was left in the round in Japanese. And maybe he thought that I was just
he was totally asking you out.
I think I'm going to believe that story is way better than asking how much time there is.
I like
that's fucking awesome.
I don't know, but he spoke to me several times during that fight, and I had absolutely no idea. Still to this day, I have.
Did you
no
make
idea
eye contact? Did you make eye contact?
Oh fuck yeah, he was talking.
Oh fuck
to
yeah!
He was talking. To
he was
me,
asking was like, your number. That's funny shit.
He was giving
well,
you his
I don't
room
know
number.
He was asking. Still to this day, I have no idea. But I was like, I don't care, Sexyama. You can talk to me anytime.
Wait,
fine.
So, wait, so you were flirting with him, kind of?
I guess if watching his fight is flirting.
No, but
sure.
You said like in the hotel you were walking around
with
him.
I was not flirting with him. He would just walk by and I would just look in his direction and like kind of like be like, oh my God. Yeah, because, you know, I'm still a fangirl at heart, you know what I mean? It's like,
aren't we all?
I get around these fighters and I'm like, oh my gosh, I used to watch them. And then they're like real life person, you know, I could like touch them if I wanted. So I was like starstruck more than anything.
But don't you think you're really good at flirting with guys and getting them to like you? Because it seemed like on that show with Chris Holdsworth, you were like, hey, do you want my enchilada? And then you were...
For the record, I made everybody enchiladas. It was like the customs in my house, you know? You feed the people that are staying in your house, but I guess it's like really rude thing to do, you know, with white people around. I don't know, because they hated me after that, but...
They were jealous. They were all jealous.
That they couldn't cook their own goddamn enchiladas.
Wait, do you think she was hitting on hold with her in the show at all? Flirting a little bit? Marina?
No, I wasn't.
From an outsider's point of view, honestly, like, I just... I didn't really think anything of it.
Oh, well, come
I didn't.
On. Oh,
I didn't. Oh. I didn't. It was like, we had our own shit. I literally heard about this until, like, after the season aired. And I was just like, oh, okay. Like,
you weren't wearing, like, really short shorts with, like, assless chaps and like, bending over and being like, hey,
I don't know. Look at what the girls were wearing in season 15. They walked around in bikinis the whole time. Yeah, I was true. On the show with a bunch of bull dykes, and no one wants to, like, you know, walk around. And
no, my favorite was when you made them and, like, wear heels and do a catwalk. That was my favorite because it was so awkward and uncomfortable.
They were like making fun of me the whole time for doing that stuff, and then one day I was doing my makeup getting ready for an interview, and they're like, will you do our makeup? I'm like, you guys have been making fun of me, treating me like shit for weeks, and now you want me to do your makeup? Like, it was the strangest thing ever, but I was like, alright, let's do it.
Well, maybe their priorities were just in different places.
I've ever seen them look, I swear.
Do you think they were kind of jealous because, like, you were very effeminate and pretty, and they and, like,
I would never use the word jealous for anybody, but no, I just think that they just didn't like me for whatever reason, guilty by association or whatever have you. But the only two people that were nice to me and talked to me was Roxanne and Chris Holdsworth.
I'll use it. They were jealous.
Those are the two that I still talk to this very day, you know? And so I figure that the people that were nice to me and real and upfront, you know, from the beginning are the type of people that's how they were in the house and that's how they are as people outside the house. But when they were nasty to me and conniving, then I realized that's the way that they are as a person, and that's not the type of people that I associate myself with. So I have long-lasting friendships with Chris Holdsworth and Roxanne, and those are the people that I associate with. And those other people, I mean, they didn't like me for whatever reason, and I'm not trying to sit there and twist their arm behind their back until they turn blue in the face. You know, I don't give a fuck. Like,
did you
don't like me, whatever. Who cares?
Did you offer Sexyama any enchiladas after his fight or no?
No, I don't speak Japanese. I couldn't understand anything that he was saying. And I, of course, I would never do anything like that. Everyone always is like, oh, she's a tease. I'm not a tease. I'm just nice. You know what I mean? And people mistake my kindness for I want to F. And it's like, that's not the way it is. I'm just a friendly person.
I don't think you're a tease. I'm on Team Juliana Pena. We've been friends for, what, almost 2 years now? And, and it's always a good time. It's always a good time with you. But I do.
See, and that's the thing. I just like to have a good time. That's it.
But I think a lot of times, like, guys aren't used to pretty girls being so nice to them and, you know, sitting on their laps and stuff and, you know, giving them lap dances. So they might.
You wish I sat on your lap and gave you a lap dance.
No, not me. Yeah, I do wish. Sure. Why not? No, but I. Come on. Anytime. No, but I think a lot of guys aren't used to that, like, this friendly behavior. So then they go, oh, she's a tease. But you're just a nice person. You're Venezuelan. They're very nice in Venezuela, supposedly.
Yeah.
Right?
They're very nice and they're very vain. They like their makeup. So quit giving me crap.
What, who's giving you crap? What's wrong with you?
No, I'm just saying. Like, people give me crap. They're like, hey, you like doing makeup? Like, me. I don't know. Anyway, so whatever. Who cares? Talk about something else. What are you guys doing?
We're just hanging out here making fun of Adam.
Yeah, it's pretty much what's been the podcast.
That's That's been the whole podcast.
I really wish you would have been in studio right now. This would have been hilarious to have you three together. Oh, man. So, all right. So you're clear to fight. You're excited.
Clear
you're back. You're pumped. Anything you want to tell the fans or to?
Yeah. I'm going to be presenting an award at the MMA Awards for the Fighters Only 7th Annual. And that's the day before Misha Tate and Sarah McMahon and Anderson Silva and Nick Diaz fight. So any fans that follow me on Instagram or Twitter, you guys should check that out. I think it's going to be on TV on Fox Sports. So watch it.
Nice. Juliana, you're always so much fun to have on the show. Marina,
well, thank you for inviting me on the show, Adam. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Anything?
No, it was nice to clear some stuff up, you know? Maybe.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of confusion in the show. Like, I had one conversation with her.
So what's cleared up now?
No, just that there was a lot of confusion. And, like, there was no, like, really any, you know, she thought it was Kat being a coach. And it ended up being Misha. And it was weird. That was it.
It was really weird.
Yeah, so.
So now you guys are, like, BFFs and you're going to, like, hang out and, like, scissor and stuff?
Shut up. You're a fucking retard.
No,
I have no problems with anybody. I mean, if they have problems with me, then that's a personal problem, you know? But, I mean, I don't like to carry hate around and be all bitter.
That
and
is very
like
well
that,
said.
It serves me no purpose, and exactly. It doesn't serve me any positivity. So I just try to stay positive and try to, you know.
Keep going forward.
If you don't like me, I'll walk the other way then.
Yeah. Now, fix your titties, get ready to fight. Now,
fix your titties, get ready to fight.
Now,
fix your tits, bitch, let's do this.
Now, Juliana, Marina has told us back in her wild days of bartending, she's made out with some girls before in the past. You know, yeah. She's not a lesbian, but, you know, she's experimented. The other girls on the panel right now, Jessica, have you ever made out with a chick?
I may have at some point.
Nice.
Adam,
yes.
What sounds more appealing? Like making out with like a smelly fat trucker and sucking on his big toe, or like kissing a pretty girl that smells good and looks good?
Depends if you're the trucker
Which
or not.
What would you rather do? Opt for the pretty girl.
Yeah, that's true.
She smells better than a fat, nasty trucker who wants you to suck on his big toe. It's weird.
And who doesn't shower.
All right, so exactly. So you're saying you have made out with chicks before? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I think maybe like once of like a learning how to kiss thing when I was in high school, but that was the extent of it.
What high school did you
guys remember? Reason, though, when girls get drunk, they always want to kiss me, and it's always like, what's up? Hey, how you doing?
Really?
No thanks. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
But I think of it as like, I guess, a compliment because I'm like, oh, they want to kiss me. That's nice of them.
Yeah. We're very kissable.
Thank you.
No, all right. So, no.
Yeah, thanks. But I don't want to make out your drunk ass. Please back off.
So where can people find you, Juliana, on social media?
Oh, they can follow me on @VenezuelanVixen on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and on my Facebook fan page.
Nice. Well, thank you and good luck with everything. We'll have you back on real soon.
All right. Thanks, Adam. And take care, girls. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, that was
Juliana. Wait, so I have a thing about giving out your Snapchat all the time. Like, aren't you just going to get a bunch of, like, weirdo random dick pics and, like, weird stuff?
Maybe
like,
it's not on Instagram, too, though.
No, but I know a bunch of people lately have been, like, giving out their Snapchat name and being like, follow me. Like, I think Kelvin did it the other day. I think a bunch of people do it, and I wouldn't
give out my. If I was a girl, I would not.
No
if
way.
I have a daughter, she's not giving out her Snapchat.
No way.
Probably will, though, just to fuck with me. But all right. So, all right. Well, that was Juliana Pena. What did you think of the interview?
It was a good interview.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I think, like, personally, you know, like on the show, she was my enemy because she beat Shayna. And, like, you know, Shayna's my girl. Like, I fucking love that girl. But, like, between me and her, like, I'm going to be, you know, be cordial, and I'm not going to be like, fuck you. But there was a lot of confusion on the show because, you know, she really wanted to be on Ronda's team, and then Misha showed up, and then, like, it was just a confusing time. It was more of a confusing time for her than it was for me. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
Like, I couldn't give a fuck. But, like, if you're going to be talking shit about my fighter, then I'm going to give some shits. But that show is behind us. Like, I...
Right. What do you think, Jessica Penny?
Oh, I think she's hilarious.
She is.
Yeah, she's fucking. She's really fucking.
I've never interacted with her. I've only ever seen her on the show, so she's funny.
She is really funny. Once you get her going, she's comedy gold. She's fucking podcast gold.
I just can't wait to see who they match her up with.
So where can people?
I can't wait to see who they really match her up with in her next fight, because that, you know, she's been out for what, like a year, a little over a year, and we'll see how you know.
I hope they ease her into it. I hope they don't throw her in. It's just crazy.
It sounds like she doesn't want to be eased into it. Honestly, like, she's not calling anybody out, but she's also kind of setting the tone of like.
I think she's ready to go.
Yeah, she's fucking ready to go.
Right. I know, but it's just for her own sake. I think, you know, not being out totally for 3 years
it.
Is like...
Totally, yeah, that's a long layoff.
So, where can people find you guys? Marina Shafir, right?
Yep, everywhere.
On Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Right. And Adam Comedian, or at MMA Roasted. I will be writing the MMA Award. I wrote a bunch of the sketches at MMA Awards and the monologue I'm working on now. So, I'll be in Vegas next week for the MMA Awards.
Nice.
At the Bellagio.
Day after my birthday.
So, day after your birthday. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
My birthday is January 30th.
Nice. Thanks. All right. So, thank you for listening to our show. Thanks, DJ Shrove. Thank you, Fox Sports. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.